All right, well, you know, we've gotten through tax day. That was last week, of course. You know, and I got great news right at the end. I was just telling Nick Hopwood this, that I got great news right at the end. We were a FEMA disaster area because of bad storms last year. We got an extension until June 15th, which is great. Why not? You know, you'll take advantages if you can get them, and that's the point. Nick Hopwood, certified financial planner, founder at Peak Wealth Management, has over $300 million under management. He's been in business for about 25 years. Find out more at peakwm.com. Nick, good to have you back.
Steve, good to be here. And, you know, I'm glad that you're able to take advantage of those 5% money markets while you wait to pay your tax bill.
Which magically is exactly what I'm doing. You know, I got that advice from Nick Hopwood. You ever heard of him? Good guy. He's kind of a smart fella. I like him. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're just letting the money sit there in the money market and collect 5%. I think it's actually a little bit over that. It might be 5.25. Anyhow, taxes are behind us. So let's look at a tax return and see if there are opportunities for Roth conversions, qualified charitable distributions. What do you think? Where should we look?
Right, with 23 taxes behind us, it's time to start thinking about 24 tax planning. So some of you might think it's too early, but this is a great time to upload the PDF of your tax return into the software and plan out the 24 year. Does it make sense to do a Roth conversion? If you're retired and you're making withdrawals from your portfolio, do you want to make an IRA withdrawal or a non-qualified brokerage account withdrawal? If you're taking required minimum distributions and you're charitably inclined, it very well may make sense to make a qualified charitable distribution. If you're taking the standard deduction and you're charitably inclined, what about a donor-advised fund? These are all things that you can start thinking about now, because you have to take action before the end of the year, and it's good to have the info in advance.
It sure is. Look, and we're going to have a QR code that you can go check it out with Nick, and he can run through some of those things coming up in just a moment here. But I want to, you gave me a history lesson here, Nick. There's a QR code for those people on TV. It's right there. You gave me a bit of a history lesson. Since 1860, if you go into election years, right, a balanced portfolio of stocks and bonds has returned almost 9% in election years, 41 periods, and about 7.7% in non-election years. You get about a point better when it's time to vote for president. Why is that?
Well, I don't know, but we do have a large data set, and a lot of people are concerned about the election, where we get calls, hey, what should we do? The election's coming up. And we have this information to provide, and there's the chart. 8.7 in the 41 election years and 7.7 in non-election years. And so it just reminds us that we shouldn't think of our investments with a political lens first, right? The politics should always be secondary. And so the other piece of information here is that when a Republican wins the election, the return is 8.1%, and when a Democrat wins the election, it's 7.7%.
So Republicans give us about, 0.4% more. Nice, a little bit more on the bottom line by the end of the year. So that's good news in the election year. So look, the first quarter pretty darn good. Stocks slightly negative for bonds, but pretty darn good. April starting out as a disaster for both. Stocks down 5%, bonds are down 3%, creating opportunity, particularly for conservative investors with a fixed income. What do you mean by that, Nick?
Well, look, if you're a conservative investor, right, we start with that no lazy money conversation. The money market's at 5%, a little north of 5%, as you mentioned. But if you're a true investor and you want to earn over the next 5 and 10 years, it's time to look at fixed income for those conservative investors. With bonds down here in April, provides an opportunity where you can lock in some perhaps 6%, perhaps north of 6% returns over the next 5 and 10 years.
Yeah, interesting. You know, I'm also watching gold. I see you've got it mentioned here. There's a Barron's article suggesting it could be $2,600. I've talked to a couple people who said it could be over $3,000. I don't know if that's, optimistic or reading the tea leaves. But look, it surpassed $2,400. In the fall of 2022, it was at $1,650. And now it's gone to $2,400, and it's about $2,350 last time I looked. I mean, gold really has taken off, hasn't it?
It has. And if you look at the technical analysis, that's the folks who analyze the charts, it's very bullish. You know, we're looking at targets of $2,600 plus, but also the fundamentals, right? We have the inflation. Inflation, despite, everything we've been talking about, for the last year or so. Inflation is stubbornly high. We're not seeing that decline down to 2%. Gold is telling us that inflation could stay high. But the real opportunity, I think, with your portfolio, what we see most people with no exposure to commodities, with limited exposure to energy, limited real assets, limited international, all of these things, are setting up with this inflationary regime. And we think people should be taking a look at those.
Yeah, and the other thing that I look at here, as I look at every day, Brent crude, the world standard for oil, back at about $87 right now, but it's gone up to $91.92. Look, any instability with Iran or anybody in the Middle East, that oil price goes sky high quickly, doesn't it?
It does, and war is inflationary, right? And what do we have going on, in Europe right now? And there's no end in sight, and maybe it could be getting worse. So war is inflationary. So that goes back to the commodities conversation, as you mentioned, oil and gold. I just think that you want to make sure you have some exposure there.
Yeah. War is good for business. Ask BlackRock, ask State Street, ask these companies. It's good for them. And so they supply money on both sides. They supply the bombs and the missiles. They get those in there, and then they rebuild the countries afterwards. What a plan that turns out to be. Anyhow, put that QR code up for Nick Hopwood. He can help you get a second opinion on whatever it is you're doing. Should you be in stocks or bonds in the market? Where do you need to be? What do you do to plan for 2024 so your tax bill is as small as possible and you got the greatest possible return on your investments? There it is, the QR code. Nick Hopwood, Peak Wealth Management. Greatly appreciated, Nick.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
Yeah, and you can also look up peakwm.com if you're interested. peakwm.com/Gruber. Get your free Roth conversion analysis right there as well. Man, we got it all going on for you. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.